This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Got a program lined up for you that I think you're going to enjoy. And we're going to kick it straight off with the great band New Blue. And this is from the album called All The Way. And the first song I'm featuring is one called Rhythm of the Train. Daniel Ruth doing the lead vocal and guitar. Carolyn Ruth, the vocals and bass. Levi Austin, vocals and banjos, and Austin Kern, a mandolin, with Rob Ikes guesting on Dobro. And here comes the song, Rhythm on the Train.
Sometimes I still pretend I'm that little kid of 10, playing with my friends out behind our home. Lazy summer afternoons with nothing to do. We'd watch the freight trains as they'd roll on through. Hey, Mr. Engineer, let me hear your engine roar. His gentle rhythm soothes my weary soul. I can almost smell the smoke from the burning coal. How I miss those carefree childhood days and the gentle rhythm of the train. I recall days after school, after all our chores were through, we'd walk those cross ties into town. Down the track. Hey, Mr. Engineer, let me hear your engine roar. His gentle rhythm soothes my weary soul. I can almost smell the smoke from the burning coal. How I miss those carefree childhood days and the gentle. Boxcars of the trains.
night we'd lie awake, waiting patiently till the rhythm of the train rocked us to sleep. Hey, Mr. Engineer, let me hear your engine roar. This gentle rhythm soothed my weary soul. I can almost smell the smoke from the burning coal. How I miss those carefree childhood days and the gentle rhythm of the train.
That was New Blue, and they have a very nice band sound, don't they? And we'll be hearing from them a little bit later on in the program. Coming up is one of my favourite bands, Sawmill Road, and from the Fire on the Kettle album that came out in 2009. Steve Spurgeon on bass, Dick Brown on banjo, Charlie Edsel on guitar, Mark Miracle on mandolin, Doug Bartlett on fiddle. They share the vocals around the song that I've picked. They've got Steve Spurgeon singing the lead vocal with Mark doing the tenor and Doug the baritone. Sawmill Road at Grass Valley Festival, and they were just a lovely band to watch, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy them. Here is a song called The Rose of Donnelly's Hollow.
She was the rose of Donnelly's Hollow, chestnut-haired and lovely as a girl. My daddy, he was fresh out of the Navy, and he loved her more than anything in this world. He followed in the footsteps of my granddad before him, and the glass cutter's trade he chose. Then he went to see her father to ask him for her hand, and he married that Donnelly's Hollow Rose. They settled in a small town in the valley. Those early days of marriage were so dear. Me, I was the first of seven children, and that little house grew smaller every year. And the coal trains that clattered past and rumbled down the railroad tracks disappeared like dreams in the dark. And the worries and the debts and kids soon replaced the dreams that lived in the rose of Donnelly's Hollow's loving heart. She was the rose of Donnelly's Hollow, that fair and lovely flower from the hills. She's the rose of Donnelly's Hollow. I loved her then and I always will. Took sick and passed away one winter. I was grown, 15 summers gone. We buried him high up on a hillside, and Mom was left to carry on alone. She passed that time of mourning, and she did the best she could to put the past behind her and move on. She fixed the old place up a bit and gave her life to Jesus. Now she's waiting for the ringing telephone. She was the rose of Donnelly's Hollow, that fair and lovely flower from the hills. She's the rose of Donnelly's Hollow. I loved her then and I always will. Flower from the hills. She's the rose.
loved her then, and I always will. I loved her.
Everything they do is just brilliant. They wonderful band sound, great vocals, great instrumental work. Just love Sawmill Road. Got to know them when Mark Miracle came to New Zealand with a band called X-Train, and then saw him with the Sonoran Dogs, and then I finally got to see him playing with Sawmill Road. So great adventure with Mark there. He's a fine gentleman, fine mandolin player and singer, and we'll be hearing from them a little bit later on. One of the great banjo players that comes up in any discussion on banjo playing is Alan Shelton. And I have a track here on an album called Bluegrass Spectacular, 30 original tunes, and it's all bluegrass from the 1950s and 60s, and it's got some gems on here, believe me. And here's a tune that I think I first heard the Dillards doing it, Herb Peterson with the Dillards, and I've really, really liked the tune, and I've often played it on stage, and it involves the use of your Scruggs pegs on your banjo, and it gets some real nice sounds. But the man who wrote it is the man who's going to play it for you now, Alan Shelton. A lot of bounce and a lot of energy in his banjo playing. Here he is working with Jim Eanes on guitar, Roy Russell on fiddle, Arnold Terry on bass, and he is bending the strings. Thinking through the sort of choreography of your hands when I was listening to that. You've got to really nail the timing of turning down those pegs, turning them down, 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 down. Ah, great dude, bending the strings, must practice it up. Here's Sawmill Road again with I Found Another Darling, and it's Mark Miracle doing the lead singing this time.
Crying though you're feeling blue and low, there's nothing I can do to help you bear the load. Here it is 1 year later, you come knocking on my door. I found another darling, I don't love you anymore.
I'm not one for crossing borders, I'm not one for telling lies. I found another darling, I can't be with you tonight.
Mm-hmm. using. I can't tell you how I feel. We had a home together in our cabin on the hill. Now you're turning back the pages, you wanna start again. I found another darling, now our love will never mend.
I'm not one for crossing borders, I'm not one for telling lies. I found another darling, I can't be with you tonight.
Away from her for very long. I don't want your propositions, and I have no sympathy. I found another darling, now our love's used to be.
I'm not one for crossing borders, I'm not one for telling lies. I found another darling, I can't be with you tonight. Can't be with you tonight.
That was Sawmill Road and doing the usual fine job. Here's a song from Kenny and Amanda Smith, a husband and wife duo, play guitars and sing beautifully together. This is from their Live and Learn album of 2008. It's a song called Drive That Fast, and Amanda gets to sing lead.
I once was, but I'm just as much a fool. Trying to leave you in the past, but I can't drive that fast. At a red light, I think I see you near the old high school. Shadows till the dance was through. I'm not as young as I once was, but I'm just as much a fool. Try to leave you in the past, but I can't drive that.
Kenny and Amanda Smith, doesn't she sing real nicely? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trendworth. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and it's nice to be able to give them a plug on the show. Great shop, got everything you could need for your musical experience, whether you're a player or a bit of a listener, or you might just want to get some strings for one of your kids or something like that. Go into Shearer's, they'll help you out. They're all good people and will do their best to help you find what you need. Shearer's Music Works, they've been sponsoring music in the Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this program comes from, for more than 50 years and doing a great job of it too. Way back in 1954, Bill Clifton was starting to make a name for himself playing bluegrass music, and here's a song, classic song, Bury Me Beneath the Willow. Bill was always a Carter Family fan, and it's quite likely that he got this song from a Carter Family recording. Here he is playing with Johnny Clark on banjo, Curly Lambert on mandolin, Bill Wiltshire on fiddle, Jack Cassidy on bass. Curly and Bill also played for the Stanley Brothers, so Bill was very much into bluegrass music from the very early parts of it, and in fact was the man who ran the first bluegrass festival. It was only a one-day festival, but he got three or four different bands to play, and that sort of started things off, and then Carlton Haney ran a two- or three-day festival that really started it all off for the bluegrasses. But here is Bill doing the classic Bury Me Beneath the Willow. Well, that's a classic song from Bill, Bury Me Beneath the Willow, and it's become a real standard in jam sessions. It's a great song to sing. Hamilton County first learned it off Earl Taylor's version of it, and from the sounds of things, Earl Taylor's band learned it from Bill Clifton's band. So what goes round comes round, doesn't it? Let's listen to Kenny and Amanda Smith again with a gospel song, Till I Get Home.
I stumble and fall to all
Kenny and Amanda Smith, Till I Get Home. Beautiful song. Looks like it's time for the women's part of the show. We've got Carolyn Ruth from New Blue up now singing the song All The Way, which is the title track of their album, New Blue.
Waited tables at the Silver Spoon Cafe. Mama told her she should keep the boys at bay. But his blue eyes and that cross and heart tattoo made her forget that Mom would not approve. 'Cause he was different than a father's whiskey binge. Swore he'd never do the things her daddy did. So she started sneaking out when moonlight fell, one night in a little cheap hotel. She gathered all the courage she could find, let her trembling heart make up her youthful mind. Innocent till passion took control, finally holding on to letting go. Without the slightest trace of guilt inside, she went all the way this time. A few months down the road, they took their vows. Simple ceremony at the preacher's house. And it seemed like overnight the hurt began. Just like living beneath her father's roof again. He'd holler, if you leave, I'll track you down. So fear always made her turn the car around. Till one night, when the whiskey made him sleep, she took off with his pistol and his keys. She gathered all the courage she could find, heart make up her worried mind. She's left before, but now she's truly gone, finally letting go of holding on. Left her guilt at the city limit sign. She went all the way this time. And tried to disappear. Changed her name and the color of her hair. But she sensed just what would happen in the end. Knew he'd carry out the threats he made back then. He was waiting when she left for work one day. She saw his fist before she saw his face. Scrambled for her purse inside the car. He laughed and said, "You'll never go that far." She gathered all the courage she could find, let her trembling hand make up her troubled mind. Squeezed the trigger hard and said, left all the pain she'd felt just lying there. Without the slightest trace of guilt inside, she went all the way this time.
Lovely song from Carolyn and the band New Blue. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I get to play all the music on my shelves at home. I've got lots of CDs, and I dig into them every Monday night, sorting out the tunes that I'm going to play in the show the next day, and often come across some real gems. And one of the ones that I came across, it's an album by Joe Walsh called Sweet Loam. And Joe toured New Zealand with Mark Mazengarb, who is a New Zealand guitarist of incredible ability. And he brought out some friends of his to play some concerts in New Zealand. Joe was part of those concerts, and it really alerted me to what a fine mandolin player he was. Listen to the Gibson Brothers, and he does some great work there. Here he is doing a tune he wrote called Sunday Morning Reel, which is a great idea for a song. And he's got Matt Shipman on guitar, Daryl Anger on violin, and Carl Doty on bass, and they make a great sound with the Sunday Morning Reel. Here he is, Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh with the Sunday Morning Reel. Bright little tune, isn't it? Good thing to play on a Sunday morning. I'd like to do a big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts throughout the world, really. I get emails from some of you sometimes. James in Tasmania, Anne in Virginia. It's lovely to hear from you. Lots of people write in and say they enjoy the show, and that really does my heart good to know that there's people out there who like the same sort of bluegrass music as I like. And despite the fact that I've got heaps of CDs on my shelves, every now and then I have to hunt through one to find a track that suits the particular style that I'm thinking of. So it's all good. When I go for a drive somewhere, I often play CDs, and from that drive and what I'm listening to, I use those, some of those tracks in the show for the next week. But all the people who are listening on podcasts, wherever you are, thank you very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. All the people who are listening on radio too in New Zealand, the Access Radio stations, the show starts out at Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, goes around different Access Radio stations in New Zealand and the Access Radio stations in Canada too. It's delightful to have a link with another country like Canada and play some music there. And Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, lots of you may listen on that. And thank you very much for tuning in to South Pacific take on bluegrass music. I've been playing bluegrass since mid-1960s and still love the music and still get to play. We had a jam session with some friends yesterday and it was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed digging into some old tunes and seeing if we can still get the fingers working to play them. I'm going to play a Hamilton County track now, and it's a Canadian track. In the days of Hamilton County, we just used to play songs that we really enjoyed, and one that came out in the early 1970s seemed to suit our style and our approach to things. It was a song by Anne Murray, written by writer G. McClellan, and it was a song that became a big hit, not with us playing it, but with Anne and a few other different people recorded it. It's one called Snowbird, and it really suits bluegrass music. Well, I think so. Anyway, and here's a fairly laid-back Hamilton County bluegrass band playing Snowbird. I hope you enjoy it.
Beneath the snowy mantle, cold and clean, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings a song he always sings, and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snowbag with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever's been untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. When I was young, my heart was young then too, and everything she'd tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I find such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life is the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snowbag with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever's been untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that you'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to the land of gentle breezes where the rippling waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snowbag with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever's been untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. And if I could, you know that I would fly high, high away with you.
It's a great song, a little bit sad, of course, but it still makes a great bluegrass song. That was Alan Rhodes singing lead. Colleen Trenwith was playing the fiddle. Graham Lovejoy the mandolin. Miles Ray the bass, and he was doing the tenor harmony. And I was getting to pick along on the banjo when it got to come in on the song. Wonderful song, Snowbird, and that was a Hamilton County bluegrass band. Just having a little bit of technical trouble in the studio here, so I'm changing my program around. Let's listen to the Kentucky Travelers from my Bluegrass Spectacular album. It's a song called Living My Life in Vain. The Kentucky Travelers were Kermit Richmond on guitar, Bill Wilson on banjo, Slim Underwood on fiddle, Clyde Taylor on bass. And this is the band that Tom T. Hall started playing music with, and he was a bass player, but I think he had left by the time they did this recording. Here's some early bluegrass from 1958, the Kentucky Travelers. A bit of old-time bluegrass there from the Kentucky Travelers. Now I'd like to feature a man who probably changed bluegrass as much as anyone else ever has, and that's Tony Rice, such an influential singer and guitarist. This is from an album called Cold on the Shoulder, and it was recorded in 1983, about the time that he was also working on the bluegrass album band material. And on this one, he's got himself playing guitar and lead vocals, Jerry Douglas playing dobro, Todd Phillips on bass, all from the bluegrass album band, Sam Bush on mandolin, Vassar Clements on fiddle, and Baylor Fleck on banjo. And the first one I'm going to play is one called Cold on the Shoulder. Such an immense talent. And we lost him on Christmas Day 2020 when Tony died, and left a huge legacy of music. This is one of the songs, Cold on the Shoulder, Tony Rice.
All you need is time, all you need is time, time, time to make it bend. Give it a try, don't be rude, put it to the test and I'll give it right back to you. It's cold on the shoulder and you know that we get a little older every day. Kick it around, take it to town, try to define what you feel inside. You better be strong, your love belongs to us. It's cold on the shoulder and you know that we get a little older every day. All we need is trust, all I need is trust, trust, trust to make it show. I don't want to know everything you've done, if you get a tip then tell it to the Eskimos. It's cold on the shoulder, and you know that we get a little older every day. All you need is faith. All we need is faith, faith, faith to make it nice. Kicking around, don't be rude. If you're gonna make a mistake, don't you make it twice. It's cold on the shoulder, and you know that we get a little older every day. It's cold on the shoulder, and you know that we get a little older every day.
Oh, some fine picking there from Tony Rice and friends. Cold on the shoulder. We'll hear from him just a little bit later on the program. Time for a gospel song now, and we go right back to 1951. And this is a fairly newly formed Flatten Scruggs band. They had Everett Lilly playing mandolin, singing tenor with them. I'm not sure who was playing bass. It'd be Paul Warren on fiddle. I think Paul Warren had joined them by then. Earl Scruggs playing his great guitar style that he used in his gospel songs, and Lester Flatt's wonderful lead singing. I'm Working on a Road, Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys.
I'm working on a road,
I'm working on a road
that leads to glory,
that leads to glory.
I want to shake
my Savior's hand, my Savior's hand.
I'm building my hope on things eternal. I'm working on a road,
I'm working on a road to glory land.
Each day gets so lonely while living here below. My Savior's waiting patiently, I'm planning now to go. I want a firm foundation that's built with God's own hand. So now I've started building a road to glory land. I'm working on a road,
I'm working on a road
that leads to glory,
that leads to glory.
I want to shake
my Savior's hand, my Savior's hand.
I'm building my hope on things eternal. I'm working on a road,
I'm working on a road to glory land.
Oh, listen to me, sinners, don't you wanna go? You know we have no promise of living here below. You know he suffered for our sins and died upon the cross. For all who did believe on him, their souls would not be lost. I'm working on a road that leads to glory.
I want to shake my Savior's hand, my Savior's hand.
I'm building my hope on things eternal. I'm working on a road,
I'm working on a road to glory land.
And when this road is finished, I want to travel on. I can hear the angels singing up there around the throne. I want to see my mother and take her by the hand. As soon as I have finished the road to glory land, I'm working on a road,
I'm working on a road
that leads to glory,
that leads to glory.
I want to shake
my Savior's hand, my Savior's hand.
I'm building my hope on things eternal. I'm working on a road,
I'm working on a road to glory land,
to glory land.
Yeah, that was recorded way back in 1951 and released as part of a single in 1953. They took a long time to get them out in those days, didn't they? Here's a track that I was going to play last week and didn't get time for. Jeanette Williams, and she's doing a duet with Michelle Nixon with a song called I Forgot More Than You'll Ever Know.
You think you know smile on his lips, the thrill at the touch of his fingertips. But I forgot more than you'll ever know about him. You think you'll find a heaven of bliss in each caress, each tender kiss. But I forgot more than you'll ever know about him. You stole his love from me one day. Oh, you didn't care how you hurt me, but you can never steal away memories of what used to be.
That was Jeanette Williams with Michelle Nixon. I forgot more than you'll ever know about him. What a long title. A lot of ramifications in that title. Well, we're coming to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'm delighted that you did. We'll take it out with Tony Rice doing the great old tune, John Hardy Was a Desperate Little Man. And he does a fine version. See if you can tune in again next week. Bye.
One, two, three.
Now John Hardy was a desperate little man, strapped on his guns every day. Shot down a man on the West Virginia line. You ought to see John Hardy get away. You ought to see John Hardy get away. Well, he run up to Virginia around the East Stone Bridge. Thought he would surely be free. And along came a marshal with a gun in his hand. Said, Johnny, come along with me. Johnny, come along with me. Hardy had herself a little woman. The dress she wore was blue. And she hollered out to Johnny as he rode on out of town. Said, Johnny, I'll be true to you. Johnny, I'll be true to you. I was legend to travel from the east to the west, from the north to the south into town.
But when the sun comes up tomorrow, they'll take John Hardy down and show him to his hanging ground. They're gonna let John Hardy swing down.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.